Hey everyone, you're listening to Talk Space & Co. Thank you all for tuning in. We are so excited to be a part of this podcast.
Yeah, shout out to my cousin Antonia for letting us share in today's episode. We're the Pattersons and my name is Devon.
And I'm Alyssa.
So today we're going to talk about three things you should know about marriage. Now, we've only been married for about 4 years. There are people way more seasoned and experienced than us, but what we're sharing some things today that we've learned about marriage that can be relevant to any couple, no matter what season and relationship you're in, whether you're single, dating, engaged, married for 15 years.
100 years.
100 years. It'll work for you.
Okay, so to give you a quick backstory about us, we've known each other for how many years, Devon?
10. No, it's like 12 years. It's been 12 years.
It's been 12 years. We actually met in gym class when we were...
15. She was a little young, little girl when I met her.
My gosh. What? Wait, how? You know, I actually forgot how old we were the other day. How old I was. Like, I was entering something online and it asked me how old I was. Yeah. And it was like, gosh, how old am I? Why can't I remember? I
think once you pass 25, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so...
25 between
35. So now we're 27, right?
I think, yeah.
Still don't know. Still don't know how old we are. But anyways, so when we were 15, we dated for a little while, and then we went our separate ways. Our story's actually kind of wild, but we can get into that another time. Currently, we work with college students at a university in North Carolina, and we have a beautiful 7-month-old daughter. Yeah. Her name is...
Gianna.
She is so much fun. We love her. Okay, so before we get into this, though, I have a question. How has it been being at home with me for the past 2 months and eating all of my home-cooked meals every day?
It's been good. I didn't know what to expect, but it's been better than maybe I would have imagined.
Okay, am I driving you crazy? Or?
No. I mean, there's always tension when you get into close proximity with somebody, but it's been good. I mean, we've been creative. We had fun. We've laughed. It's been kind of lighthearted. It's been a good shift of pace for me, at least.
Yeah, I mean, I think the first couple of days it was an adjustment for me. I was kind of like, why are you here? Like,
yeah.
So much.
Yeah. And I'm like, I still gotta work.
But yeah, well, Devon was here and I had this, like, I don't know why, I just thought that we were gonna hang out, but he was actually like working and I was kind of like, well, why aren't we hanging out? You're at home, anyways. But it's been really good. You know, we actually wrote lyrics to a song, an instrumental, the other day, because we were just like so bored, and we actually turned off the TV for the week because we were just like watching too much Netflix. And so, like, yeah, it's been cool. I think that we've been doing things that we probably wouldn't have otherwise, and I think that's probably true for a lot of you guys too at home.
Yeah, I mean, we realize that people are suffering, horrible things are happening, but I know for some it's been good.
Well, anyways, let's get into these truths. I'm excited to share, okay? So we have three truths. I mean, they're really more like insights or things that we've learned about marriage as we've been married for the past couple of years. So the first one is that marriage is transformative, not fulfillment. Marriage is transformative, not fulfillment. So when you think about that, what comes to mind?
Good question. Marriage is more about transformation than fulfillment. So in our culture, there's this idea that you have to find the one. Like, we have to be compatible. And I do think there's some realness to, hey, let's have some common, you know, likes and dislikes, the compatibility thing. But this whole idea of find the one has been something we kind of grew up in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or find my other half to make me whole. Like, you complete me.
Right. Yeah, a lot of those, maybe those romantic movies or something like that. But in my opinion, oh man, I don't want to go off on a soapbox. But if there was this whole idea of the one or my other half, somebody would have married the wrong one 300 years ago or plus. And then maybe another person would have married the wrong one and they would have messed up the whole system. Right? Mm-hmm. So by the time we got to us in 2020, what are the odds that you would be marrying the one that was for you if there was someone from
the universe. Yeah, like the cycle would have been messed up.
The cycle would have been messed up because there would have been people that have married the wrong one.
Yeah, the one the one for you is the one you choose.
The one for you is the one you choose. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, anyway, so.
Which I think is more wonderful and beautiful.
Yeah, it is. And it makes us transform into beautiful people.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going into any relationship looking for that person to fulfill you, then it's like you're going to them with an empty tank and you're constantly drinking from them. But if you go into a relationship with your tank full, then you're in a place where you can fill someone else up and not feel like, man, you're not loving me well. Man, I need this. I need that. And I mean, of course you want to love each other in a relationship. But I don't think another human could ever fulfill another human. Our needs are too, too grand for that.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And you know, I think that you and I have been transformed tremendously. I think that's like one of the main things, biggest things that I've realized about marriage. I think I went into it thinking like, okay, like we're going to be happily ever after and it's going to be great. And I've known you for like 12 years. Well, at the time it wasn't 12 years. Yeah. And like, we got this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, it makes me think about before we got married and we were engaged, I had a family member actually tell me like, are you sure, Alyssa, that you really want to get married? Like, honestly, marriage is just a piece of paper. Like, why don't you guys just move in together and like share your bills? Cause we weren't living together, share your bills. And you know, you just never know what's going to happen. And I remember they were like, people change, you know, people change over time and things aren't the same. And I remember I came to you, and I was like, you know, I was like, Devon, this person said that like people change in marriage and you know, maybe we should just, I don't know. You were like, you know, I hope we change. I hope we change. And it kind of, it helped me put that in perspective. I was like, wow, you know what? You're right. And you're such a deep person. Seriously, I'm married to such a deep and introspective person. It's really wild. So what did you mean? What did you mean by that? Even though you don't remember.
I hope that we change. Maybe it speaks to, like, I hope we evolve. I hope we get better. I hope we're not the same. I mean, if you've had a best friend and you really, really get close to that best friend, there's going to be moments where you guys say the same thing or you're looking at each other and you're both thinking the same thing, right? Or you start to take on, like, the characteristics of that person or vice versa. And part of that's just the transformative nature of being really close in relationship to someone. And so when I think about what I might have said, I might have been thinking, hey, I hope we grow. I hope we do change. I hope we don't stay the same.
Yeah.
And not seeing change is something that's bad, but probably better than people imagine.
You know, I think when people get married and they become close, I think that people don't change. I think people just reveal more of themselves and their issue. Because even though you and I have known each other for so long, there were still things that we didn't know about one another.
Yeah.
You know, and so like it's not that people change. I think it's that people, the real you comes out, and the hope is that you would change from who you are as someone who's maybe selfish or, you know, whatever.
Yeah. You gotta change
crappy that. Characteristics we all have, okay? Yeah. Like we all have crappy stuff going on. And the hope is that we do, because it comes up in marriage, that we can help one another and be transformed. So.
Yeah, that's real. I mean, I realize that women don't like when you don't put the seat back down on in the bathroom.
Okay, but.
You pee. So if you're going to be in a relationship, I gotta change that, you know? And, and that's something small, but there's so many.
Yeah, but have you ever thought about why I can't put the seat up?
Yeah, exactly. It makes sense. But I never would have thought about that until I got married.
You know, I actually put the seat up for a couple days and you didn't even notice. Like, you didn't even say anything. Like, I did it as an experiment. I was like, you know, Devon always has to put the seat back down. I'm going to be nice and leave the seat up. when I, you probably don't even remember, I did this for a couple days because, that's funny. And you didn't even notice. I was like, screw this. Like, why am I doing this? So just a funny thought. Okay.
Let's just learn something else.
I know. We're just learning right now. Okay. But really quick though, what is one way you think that you've transformed, throughout the past 4 years of our marriage? Any stories?
Well, I don't know if this is good, but I do remember in our first apartment. This is the first thing that came to my mind.
I'm scared.
I think one day coming home or whatever, and you may have looked upset or something. Somehow, I got to figure out what was wrong, and you started to tell me that I wasn't affectionate, you know? Oh. And I realized, like, over time that, I'm not that an affectionate of a person. Like, I'm not... Mm-hmm. touchy and all that stuff, and all that's a component of love and romance. And I remember having flashbacks of like old girlfriends saying that I wasn't affectionate either. So I was like, oh, this is true. And so 2020, I'm a lot more affectionate.
Yeah. And you know, my love language is physical touch. My first
Yeah, so, you know, she's like upset. I'm like, what's wrong? Like, let's watch Sherlock.
I mean, I wasn't upset, but I was kind of like
upset. Yeah, it's normal. It makes sense.
Oh my gosh.
And
so now because of that, you have
become a little bit more affectionate.
But I think in the process too, you've learned why you weren't so affectionate, you know?
Yeah, because
I mean, sometimes it's just who you are as a person. You may not be like a touchy-feely person, but I think that sometimes if you don't really...
Yeah, I mean, my mom, I mean, he's like, I can tell you looking at me like, you know, are you going to stay there or not? But
No.
Me and my mom, I mean, she hears this. She knows. We didn't hug that much, and, you know, our affection was watching a movie, laughing and stuff like that.
But yeah,
we
were,
like, hugging each other, and kiss each other, stuff like that. So,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So let's go on to truth number two. This one is marriage is about commitment, not just feelings. Mm. Commitment, not just feelings. Mm. The fellas need to hear that. Commitment, not just feelings.
I can't with you, but on the real though.
Oh, man. So,
women too. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about what you say on the wedding day, you make vows.
Mm-hmm.
That's a promise.
You know, people ask, like, sometimes people are like, what's the difference between us just dating and being married? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I think this part of it is what makes it different. It's like total commitment.
Yeah. No, I didn't make any kind of vows when I was dating. No, I mean, when I was reading those vows on our wedding day, or even like in preparation, I'm like, yo, this is serious. This is intense. And I know sometimes culturally we don't think about it like that, but mm-hmm. that is legit. It's legit stuff.
Yeah, I remember on our vows on our wedding day, I remember we said that we will love each other when we deserve it and when we don't deserve it.
Yeah.
And I always think about that because there are some days I'm like, you don't deserve my love, okay? You don't deserve this. But I still gotta love you, you know what I mean? Like, even when you don't deserve it. And I hope that in return that you would love me when I don't deserve it.
Yeah. If two people do that, I mean,
then it's a win-win.
It's a win-win. The sky is the floor.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense. And so why is this so important, Alyssa, that marriage is about commitment, not just feelings?
Well, I think that marriage is meant to be set apart from just any relationship, and it's supposed to be an image of something like greater. Mm-hmm. I mean, any relationship can be about feelings. You know what I mean? So, like, I think a lot of people in our generation are really scared of commitment. I mean, not just in relationships, but, like, anything. Like, to a job. What you gonna wear today? What you gonna eat? You know, like, we're scared of commitment. And
That's real though. I mean, you'll search through Netflix for like 30 minutes because you don't want to commit to this movie because it might not be the best option. You might be missing out on something else. And you know, they say in our generation, we have FOMO, a fear of missing out. Yeah. So if I commit to this one person, what about all the other, you know, 10s and 20s and 30s and hundreds of people that I might be missing out on? I know that's extreme, but
yeah,
there is something to that. And I could speak to that. I mean, it's about commitment, not just feelings. Like, if it's about feelings, what happens when I don't feel it?
Mm-hmm.
What happens when I feel depressed or mad about my marriage? If it's about feelings, then I'll be tempted to judge the measure of the marriage based on my feelings, not on our commitment.
I mean, we're not always going to feel it. That's just the reality.
Right.
Like, one day I could be like, you know what? I'm just not feeling you.
Right.
So what am I going to do? Like, go and...
Right. My marriage is not horrible just because I'm not feeling it for a week.
Yeah.
Or even a month. I'm not saying I've ever had it.
So, like...
I wasn't feeling the marriage. Yes. But that's real, though.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you'll learn pretty quickly when you get into marriage, or if you're married, you know that you're not going to feel it all the time. For me, one of the ways that I have not been feeling you... No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But I just think about times where I don't feel like forgiving you.
Yeah.
Or I don't feel like talking to you, or I don't feel like resolving this issue. But at the end of the day, I'm committed first and foremost. And it's not about my feelings, you know? Because if it's up to me, I ain't talking to you, okay? Yeah. I'm not talking to you. So I have to love you, forgive you, talk to you, even when I don't feel like it, because it's the loving thing to do.
Yeah, that's real. I remember before I got married as a student, my mentor, Daniel Overby, I laugh because people joke about me always talking about him, but I remember him telling me about marriage, and he gave me a really sobering picture. He said something like, when I show my wife how horrible I am and how ugly I am, and she still loves me, that's what marriage is about.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm horrible to her and I make a mistake or I get angry and she still loves me in spite of it, and vice versa. There's something beautiful to that. I remember him saying somewhere in there, she might say, I'm the worst thing that happened to her. Like, I'm the worst thing that happened to her. But somewhere in there, I'm the best thing that happened to her as well.
Yeah.
And I think that rings true. Like,
yeah,
you're going to get on each other's nerves.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be maybe months. I mean, we're only in year four. Sometimes it's like 2 years where people just, they're at it. It's not going well. But then you bounce back.
Yeah.
And then maybe you have 3 years where it's in the clouds, you know? And so if you don't have the commitment, you'll have a bad year and then you'll give up.
Yeah. Or just like the understanding of the commitment that comes with marriage, you know? And I think that if you're single or dating or going into marriage, you need to understand that commitment comes first above your feelings. I think that this is really important to a successful marriage, honestly. And I think that if we were more just like committed to our vows and what we said on the day that we got married, you know, like more marriages would be able to push through. I mean, I know that like we're only 4 years in, we haven't even, people always tell us like, you just wait, you just wait. But I think that even if we do like run into hardships in the long run, I think that just having this understanding and practicing commitment over feelings would help us later on. I hope that we're still married.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's probably something that's naive about us for sure. But at least kind of knowing that you're going to get punched is easier when you get punched. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Yeah, it's a boxing analogy.
Yes.
But what's so dope about it being about commitment and not just feelings is that if you commit every day, even when you don't feel it, the feelings will follow eventually.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But feelings don't always lead to commitment.
Our feelings are so deceiving, honestly. Especially as a woman, too, though. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Your hormones.
It can be good and bad, right? I mean, you could be in a horror movie and not be in any kind of danger, but be deathly afraid.
What? You're so deep. I just can't.
I don't know. I used to watch a lot of horror movies.
Yeah. Okay. So going on to the third truth. Marriage is a garden, not a parking lot. Mm. Marriage is a garden, not a parking lot. You came up with this one. Marriage is a garden. And it's funny because you and I, we don't garden. We don't know
anything. I don't know nothing about gardening.
We don't know about gardening. Just a disclaimer. Except when I see my mom's house. But yeah, what do you mean by that?
Well, yeah, I came up with the garden part. You came up with the parking lot part.
Yeah.
But a garden, you got to tend it. It's not just going to grow automatically. Mm-hmm. You got to till the soil. You got to plant seeds. You got to wait for the rain. You know what I mean? And you got to watch out for the rabbits, because the rabbits come and steal that which you're growing. That is something I know. There's a lot of rabbits at our house in Charlotte, our mom's house, that come and steal your vegetables. And so I think what I mean is that you got to invest in it. You get out what you put in mm-hmm. in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
It's not just going to be like wonderful mm-hmm. if you're not investing time, investing energy, the best of yourself, you know, your wisdom, your commitment, all of that is like planting seeds. And then the rain comes mm-hmm. as you're faithful with that. And when I say watch out for rabbits, we don't got to get into that yet.
You can get into it.
But when I say watch out for rabbits, I think one of the things is that everyone doesn't need to be in your relationship. And I'm not saying don't bring people into it. Absolutely. I believe the best marriages flourish when you have people around there looking in.
Yeah.
But if you're like talking smack about your husband or your wife to your best friend or something like that, and I'm not saying don't vent, like, of course that's healthy.
Yeah.
But if they're agreeing with you and they're like, yo, going in on your spouse.
You right, he like, ain't.
Exactly. He ain't ish, blah, blah, all that. They're coming in and stealing the stuff that you've been planning. And so now instead yeah. of thinking, man, my wife is amazing. Look at all she does. Look at who she is.
I'm you
thinking,
got someone agreeing with you.
You got someone agreeing with you and not checking you.
And then it makes it worse.
It makes it worse. You need it. Somebody that's going to G-check you.
Yeah. And, you know, mentorship is just, I think, the reason why, like, we've been okay is because we've had other couples who have been married like way longer than us that we go to.
Facts.
And, you know, I joined a wives group here in our community. You joined a men's group.
Yeah.
Even before me, before, wait, did I do it before I got married? I can't remember. Oh my gosh, my memory. But it's just always super helpful to have mentors or to have couples who are maybe more seasoned or older than you to go to for advice. And maybe, you know, not your friend that's been married or not married for as long.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's good to have those pure relationships, but yeah. you need somebody that's way more
yeah.
experienced and wise. I mean, you know, I usually say, man, I have, you know, someone before has complimented me on, you know, insider wisdom. And I'm like, man, I got the wisdom of four men. And what I mean by that is I don't know a lot. I go and ask people all the time that yeah. know a lot more than me. And so we are weak. We need help.
We do.
And that is part of sowing into the garden, getting yeah. advice from others.
Yeah, but then there's also a danger of, like, rabbits. And
the rabbits,
being
yeah.
careful with how
be
you...
Be careful.
Yeah, and you
honor
know...
your spouse.
Marriage, I think this... I love this analogy that marriage is a garden and not a parking lot. And when I came up with a parking lot
yeah,
pot...
Yeah, what were you thinking about?
I mean, I think that a lot of people think about marriage and they're like, this is the end goal of, like, my relationship. Like, we were talking, we were dating,
mm-hmm.
we were engaged, now we married. Like, we made it, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, let me just, good. Like, sit here. Like, we made it. Here we are. We've arrived. And that's not what it's supposed to be at all. Like,
yeah.
to maintain something that you have worked hard for or that you've, you know, cultivated or created, like, you have to garden it, you know, and not just let it sit in the parking lot. So, what are you doing with your hands?
Yeah, yeah, and then just to piggyback off what you're saying, like, if it's like, yo, we made it, you've missed out on all the wonderful opportunities and the sky being the limit of where you can go. I mean, I imagine our marriage being 10 times better 15 years from now than it is now.
Yeah.
But in order to get there, we got to garden. We got to do some gardening.
Yeah, I mean, we got to be careful to be like, what more do you want from me? I married you.
Yeah, I know. I used to do that. I used to do that in my head. Like,
you used to do that?
Well, I heard this in some kind of like conference seminar that men a lot of times were like, look, I married you. Of course I love you. Of course I love you. I married you. I remember I had that in my mind when you would ask me, like,
Do you still love me?
Right?
Ladies, I know you don't talk about when, like, you, like, it's like 3 a.m. and you roll over and you tap your husband on the shoulder and you're like, hey, do you still like me?
Just like, what you mean?
Just checking, because the way that you laid your head down, so you know.
You almost just don't cut. No.
I don't know why we do this, but we do.
Yeah. And guys were like, yo, of course I love you. I wouldn't be here. But that's not the right. That's the parking lot mentality.
Yeah.
You know, you need to show them every day.
Yeah. And we've done a lot of sewing. You know, we've gone to marriage conferences.
Mm-hmm.
We actually did like a week-long counseling. Session.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think it was
Which was 2 years ago. Really good. And, you know, I loved premarital counseling. I thought it was really great.
It was cool, yeah.
I know that your mentor told you, like, what's more important is probably marital counseling.
Marital counseling.
Than premarital.
Yeah.
You know, and we haven't really done a lot of marital counseling. I mean,
yeah.
Aside from that one counseling session that we had that week long. But, yeah, that was one of our goals this year, was actually to start going to, you know, marriage counseling. Not because we have like crazy issues or anything, but because we just want to be proactive and so
that's real. I mean, I heard this guy say, he's like, look at all the money we spend on our weddings in America, which I mean, it's a dope moment, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But people will spend like $10,000, $5,000, $30,000.
Oh, 100,000.
And then when you're like, hey, why don't you guys go get some counseling because your marriage is in shambles?
Yeah.
And they're like, what? That's expensive. That's $1,000 a week. And it's like, but you spent $30,000 in a moment, but you're not willing to spend $2,000 on a lifetime of of counseling, or, you know what I mean, or a year of counseling that can and last you, that could sow, that's sowing into the garden. So I remember that was like, oh, that's real logical. That makes sense.
So some ways that you can, you know, start practicing how to, if you're not married yet and you want to practice on how to sow into your future marriage, I would suggest reading books on marriage, listening to podcasts about marriage. I mean, some, our favorite podcast is from Timothy Keller. He actually also wrote a book called The Meaning of Marriage. That was really good.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
And had a great podcast series on marriage that we listened to. When we got married, we went to conferences, like I mentioned earlier. And so you can, even if you're not dating or married, like you can start now. Or if you're dating and married, you can still start now. So just remember to always, marriage is a garden.
Marriage is a garden.
Continue to nurture it and sow it. Because piggybacking off the other two truths, marriage is transformative.
Marriage is transformative. If you don't want to change, don't get married. You need to change for the better, change for the worse.
Oh, God.
That's real talk, though.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So those were our three truths of marriage, the three things that we learned, and probably the three things that you will learn or are learning in your marriage. I hope that you all were encouraged. We don't want to come off as critical.
Yeah.
Just want to make that clear. Marriage is so much fun. I know people are like scared of marriage, but it's actually really fun.
It is fun. Yeah.
And I heard someone say that marriage is like a permanent sleepover with your best friend.
Yeah. I'll never forget that. Yeah. So if you enjoyed what we shared today, we just want to let you in on a secret. None of this was our idea. All the things we have learned about marriage and how we've been able to keep a good relationship is really because of our faith in Jesus Christ. So we acknowledge that some of you might not believe in Jesus. However, we thought it was only right not to take credit for something that we didn't come up with. And so when you look into the Bible, marriage is an image of Jesus' relationship with his people. It's about a wonderful wedding day, a wonderful marriage. And in Jesus, God has made greater vows to us.
Yeah, and marriage has transformed us in the same way that a relationship with Jesus will transform you.
Yeah, and marriage is a commitment, not just about feelings, because Jesus was committed to us on the cross, even though it didn't feel good.
Mm-hmm. And marriage is a garden to be tended. Just like a relationship with God is not just about a moment, but something that needs to continue to grow into something even more beautiful.
Yeah.
So thank you all for listening. We are honored to be able to share with you all. Please follow us on Instagram. We would love to meet you and be friends. If you just want to chat, pray, connect, whatever, that is fine. My handle is lyss.patterson, lyss.patterson, and devon.augustus, devon.augustus. Can't wait to connect you guys. Thank you guys so much again for tuning in, and we hope that you guys have a great rest of your summer.